Learning programming with AI. Yeah, artificial intelligence is getting smarter. I just asked a leading free AI model to create a PEG parser generator in JavaScript with an XML grammar example. It threw in a user interface, and it all worked. PEG is for computer nerds. It stands for parsing expression grammar, and it converts source code from text into something computers can work with and expand. If I was lucky, then it is still an improvement over the chicken scratch I got in the past, but I don't think I was lucky. I think we live in a new world. I still asked my other AI and saw mediocre answers and a chicken scratch one where I needed to remind it to use modern JavaScript. It is harder to make the case for AI being a parrot or glorified autocomplete. I'm wondering if perhaps mine wasn't reading white papers and parser generators. Originally, the XML grammar for the PEG parser generator that I asked for was in text, but I suspected that there were issues there with escaping special characters. So I told the AI to use a programming object, and it was talking to itself. They all do now. Getting an autocomplete to have a chat with itself actually works. It expands its abilities. It is not the AI that programmers have imagined, but it is the AI that actually works right now. It is no longer rational behavior to be cranky about the AI we have today. But I will add that I believe the update that made the PEG grammar possible is just 2 or 3 weeks old. And note that compared to what we had a couple of years ago, the AI is hundreds of times cheaper to run and way smarter. These are the kinds of things that indicate continued success, leading up to a series of amazing surprises. Probably just being months, not years, away. How does this affect the average person, and why should anybody care? Because you have a teacher of programming and a programmer who will write amazing code for you, and it's free. I really do suspect that my AI was basing the code not off of other open source projects, but scientific publications, white papers, on the subject of descent parsers. And if it wasn't, then these AIs do exist already, they're just not free. If you were to start learning programming, you get to pick your own direction now. Whatever moves you from game development to writing your own programming language. Writing a better anything is game too. Just find something you always wanted improved and start talking to the AI. It will divide it all up for you and start you in the beginning. You will not get stuck, ever. Because you have a programmer on the team. You get to soak up learning to code very slowly and softly by watching the AI code, instead of sharply, by trying to wrap your mind around OOP polymorphism and descent parsers. I recently wrote about parents keeping their kids away from the internet. When done correctly, that is wise. But with the kind of free AI that we have now, these machines need to be recognized as powerful teachers. And I actually think you can get a free download from the Olama project that will match the capability that I experienced today. If not this month, then maybe in 6 months. Certainly in a year. The free AI will require an expensive gaming computer, But it's money well spent if it pays for your future. Simply put, young people need to learn programming from artificial intelligence because there is no school in the world, nor will there ever be, that will ever accomplish what the free AI can do without any effort. Give young people a personalized programming education in the areas that move them. Whether they want to go to med school or become a boxer, AI will take programming straight into that area. Simulations, fun games, timers for extending endurance, and even learning help. The free AI I talked to today can probably make concept mapping and mind mapping software as well. Customizing these programs, learning the programming required not to actually write the code but to know what to ask for and how, is now really important and the primary driving force behind learning programming. Aside from creating perfectly customized software that the students can rely on for life, these little applications can grow into precious small companies or at the very least side projects that make some dollars. They will set the student free from poverty. Even my parser generator, which I only meant as a test, really, can become a good business, because the AI appears to be capable of creating custom programming languages now. A perfect fit language can become a precious tactic for approaching complex tasks that combine many technologies and languages. But any idea now can grow into a proper future. It just needs an operator that is passionate about it. In context of a young student, this represents both mastery of programming and the resulting swift rise out of poverty, with powerful help from AI. Where schools waste years of students' time on scatterbrain education, the AI of today can now use those years to create a powerful master programmer.